Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm here with game design student Craig Moore, aka Ashitaka, on the Train to Game forums, and he's here to tell us a bit about himself and why he chose the study of Train to Game. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games as a whole?
To be honest, I've been kind of around them, being the youngest of three brothers, around them since I was a child. I can't actually remember not being around video games in some description. So I've kind of been playing them and interested in them since I was a child. There's no time in my life where I haven't been around them.
What made you decide you want to forge a career in the games industry, and why did you choose to study with Train to Game?
It was games in itself that got me into IT in the first place. So I work in IT as it is at the moment. So it's just a case of, it's a kind of natural progression that I've always been aiming to get into the game industry, but never really had this kind of the route through. When I got the documentation for Train to Game come through, it just seemed perfect. It meant I could study on the side as well as still keep my job and hopefully build my way up to and actually get my foot in the door and get into the industry. So Train to Game seemed like the perfect route through for me, as someone who's kind of never been to university and wasn't really interested in doing that in that environment.
Which Train to Game course did you choose in particular, and why did you go for that one?
I was torn between design and art at the beginning because I'm quite a kind of naturally arty person, but I've got so many kind of other ideas and things swinging around in my head that being kind of locked to doing other people's ideas was not particularly the way I wanted to take it. So the designer route kind of felt more ideal. Rather than the artistic style, while still being able to keep my artistic style as part of my designer role.
You mentioned briefly mentioned your day job in IT. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Currently, I work for an EPOS support, which the till systems, till PCs and server systems for pub bars and restaurants. It's basically we have our own bespoke software for the tills, which we make, and it's our job to kind of support that and bug test it. And thankfully, we're quite a small company, so I get the luxury of doing all the art and design for the software and for the customers and things. So I get to flex my creative muscles during my day job, which is quite nice.
Is what you're learning with Train to Game helping you with your day job at all?
Learning the things I'm learning as in the processes and the way that the software is put together at an early stage is certainly helping me, helping the processes, I think, of again bringing that experience and that knowledge which I'm already learning into the small team that we are anyway. So yes, it's certainly becoming useful.
And how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around your job and indeed the rest of your life?
Originally, it wasn't too bad. Originally, I'm kind of struggling a bit more at the moment just because I've got so much on at the moment because I'm moving home again and just generally gearing up for my placement in August. It comes and goes. Sometimes I'll have weeks when it's easy, and other times I just won't be able to touch it just because I've got so much other stuff on. But I think if you kind of balance it anyway, it's all good experience no matter what you do.
Which has been your favourite part of the course so far?
Meeting everyone, I think, especially the Eurogamer event where I got to actually put names to faces was fantastic. Really enjoying running the Minecraft server for the rest of the guys and gals on the forums is great fun. Seeing everyone kind of get together and have fun together, just create things is a brilliant kind of sideline just to have fun with everyone else and make friends on the course.
You're going to the Train to Game Game Jam at the end of the month. What are you looking forward to about that, and what do you expect from the event?
I'm looking forward just to the whole event, really. I'm quite buzzed about it. We've got a good group of six already put together for it. And we all kind of know what we're doing and where we're going to go with it and planning quite far ahead with it. So it's just going to be like a hive of activity, and it's really exciting.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.